Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1705. For a better functioning brain, get moving. By Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Tuesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. And on Fridays, I answer your questions. Remember, you can send me a question by going to oldpodcast.com/ask or email your question directly to health@oldpodcast.com. Listening to and reading your questions is one of my favorite parts of this show, so thank you so much in advance for doing that. And with that, let's jump right into today's article and continue optimizing your life. For a better functioning brain, get moving. By Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. The most important thing any of us can do to look after our brain is to ensure we do sufficient exercise, the physical sort that involves getting your heart rate up and makes you a bit puffed. Beyond all the healthy food we eat to nourish our brain and all the training we undertake to keep our brain functions polished up, it's exercising our body that has been shown in countless research papers to be the essential brain builder. The trouble is that for too many of us, our sedentary lifestyle means we are simply not getting the exercise we need. Simon Sinek, in his excellent TED Talk, explains it's knowing why that makes the biggest difference in our behavior. So, why is physical exercise so important for our brains? When I ask workshop participants what they think the reason might be, they will often suggest it's because exercise stimulates greater blood flow and more oxygen being carried to the brain, which would appear to be good for greater brain functioning. However, this is only part of the story. When we exercise, we release higher amounts of a substance called brain-derived neurotrophic factor, abbreviated BDNF. BDNF is very important for neuron maintenance and strengthening synaptic connections. In other words, it's very helpful for memory. BDNF is also involved in neurogenesis, the production of new neurons, and supports their survival, maturation, and incorporation into our existing neural circuitry. Exercise helps to reduce levels of stress hormones, elevate mood, and is associated with the release of endorphins, our feel-good chemicals. I remember finishing a session at a local gym and being persuaded prior to leaving to sign up for another 12-month membership. I realized afterwards it was my happy endorphin-related euphoria which made me commit. Have you ever noticed that you feel good after exercise? Being in a positive mood, of course, is associated with higher performance, which explains why doing some exercise before you go to work means you're more likely to get more out of your day and achieve more. John Rady, in his book, Spark, has shown that kids who exercise either by running or walking around the school oval before taking a test or exam achieve higher test marks compared to those that don't. Happily, you can get the full benefit of BDNF and the endorphin boost in a relatively short time frame, which is good news for those trying to schedule in their exercise routine in the morning. 20 minutes daily will set you up to ensure the rest of your day goes well. The main thing, of course, is to actually get out there and do it. My good friend David Beard, exercise physiologist who, not surprisingly, is extremely fit, has a few tips that he shares to help us mere mortals find our way to the gym or the pool or walking track when necessary, especially on those days when it's a bit cold or dark or raining and we feel like staying snuggled under the warmth of our favorite quilt for a little longer instead. Here are his tips. 1. put your running or walking shoes by the front door and lay out your exercise gear ready to put on before you go to bed. 2. Tell your husband, wife, partner, child, neighbor, even your dog that you're going to go exercise early in the morning. Better still, get them to come along with you. There's nothing like a bit of accountability to make things happen. 3. Track your exercises and record your progress. This is a bit like the star charts we used for our children to reward good behavior or when they completed piano practice. It works on grown-ups as well, though you might want to use a different reward other than shiny gold stars. And 4, start small. There are no prizes for trying to do too much too quickly and running the risk of injury, especially if you're starting from zero. If you're over 40, please have a checkup with your general practitioner first to ensure you're fit enough to undertake the physical routine you have chosen to undertake. If this means starting with a 5 to 10 minute walk 3 times a week, then that's fine. It's easy once you've started safely to build steadily from there. Remember, new habits require new neural circuitry to be created, and it's the repetition that embeds the habit. Once acquired, your brain will continue to benefit from the higher levels of BDNF and endorphins being regularly produced, and people will start noticing. Not only will they notice you seem fitter and more alert, they'll notice you're smiling a lot more and that you seem happier too. Not bad for 20 minutes of your time every day. You just listened to the post titled, "For a Better Functioning Brain, Get Moving," by Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. As Dr. Brock has mentioned, there are many, many articles that talk about the benefits of exercise. We do see in the media how to keep our memory and brain overall sharp as we age. And these articles might mention eating foods that are rich in antioxidants, eating plenty of omega-3 fats, doing puzzles, staying active in social circles. But I'm always amazed when these media articles don't pick up on the fact that exercise is probably one of the most important. Staying physically active is one of the best ways to keep your brain functioning at its best as we age. In fact, if we can incorporate some balance training and performing movements that require us to move our limbs across to the other sides of our bodies, those have been shown to be really helpful too. For example, if we can perform yoga-type movements regularly, this would incorporate balance training because many of the poses incorporate balancing while holding a certain position or pose, and many yoga movements involve twisting and moving our limbs across the center of the body. These types of movements have been shown to help increase the connections between the nerve cells in the brain, which will improve overall brain functioning. So I agree with Dr. Brockes. If we can fit in exercise for even just 20 minutes every day, we can actually help improve our brain functioning. So worth the effort. All right. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. I hope you're having a great week so far, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.